Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, July 17th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and each weekday morning it's our joy to prepare these messages and share them with you right here from our home office in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, USA. It's a beautiful day here, and we're both looking forward to some outside work today, but we still have several hours left on this project. Today's message is titled, Draw Me Close to You, and a scripture text from 2 Chronicles 34, verse 3.
Josiah was 8 years old when he became king, and he reigned 31 years in Jerusalem. He did right in the sight of the Lord, and walked in the ways of his father David, and did not turn aside to the right or to the left. For in the 8th year of his reign, while he was still a youth, he began to seek the God of his father, David.
In yesterday's message, I shared about our friends, Ken and Nyla, and their new baby. When we went to the hospital to visit them Saturday evening, we also saw our pastor, Bob Verno, who was visiting with them as well. Bob had an opportunity to hold the newborn baby, and before leaving, we joined him as he prayed for the joy-filled family. Those pleasurable opportunities are among the greatest memories pastors can store up. I shared with Bob a recollection I had from over 25 years earlier, when in my pastoral role, I also held a newborn baby shortly after she was born. Months later, I dedicated Becky, and she reminded me last night in a phone conversation that I also baptized her. Although we moved on from that area nearly 15 years ago, we have stayed in contact through the years. Becky went on to a Christian college and is now a school teacher. This Saturday, we will take part in her wedding, serving communion to her and her husband. Jason and Becky both plan to serve the Lord together. Well, that's another one of the most fulfilling times to be a pastor.
The work of Christ's kingdom has gone forth from generation to generation. It most certainly will continue to do so until the Lord returns, for we can be confident in the truth expressed by our Lord. I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
As adults, we certainly recognize that the teen years were especially tumultuous to our Christian faith. We've been there. We have had the same questions that teens ask today. Some of us rebelled, while others stayed relatively steady through those years. And of course, still others came to know the Lord following those impressionable years.
Current teenagers are barraged with temptation in ways that our generation was not. And surely there was plenty of temptation 35 years ago, we remember well. But consider the cultural slide into immorality over the last 35 years. I recall the popular show from the 70s, Happy Days, being a bit risque. Now the mere previews of current TV programming and big screen movies require a quick click on the remote.
Josiah also lived in a time of tremendous decadence about 2,600 years ago. His reforms stalled the inevitable judgment of God, but he was the last notable king to provide godly leadership. Shortly after his death, the people of Judah were taken captive to Babylon.
Note the portion of the daily text today. While he was still a youth, he began to seek the God of his father David. That's great, isn't it? There's something extra special when we see spiritual interest in our children and in our youth. To see them avoid the heartache and fallout that comes from living a life of sin is especially rewarding. Stephen and I are most heartened when we get emails from Daily Encouragement readers who are teenagers. It reminds us of God's promise that when parents train their children in the ways of the Lord, they will see a fruitful harvest. Sunday night, it was such a joy for us to see our daughter, Esther, join other youth as they led us in singing praise to the Lord, though we know that she has a battle raging in her soul. It is our greatest desire that she will seek God daily in her life.
Young or old, let us seek the Lord today. He ever remains a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him.
Let's pray. Father, we want to be diligent seekers and doers of Your holy word. We pray that, like young Josiah, we will do right in your sight and follow in the ways of godly training. Help us not to veer off course, but to stay on the straight and narrow way that leads to eternal life. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today as we conclude the message. She stares right here beside us. And it is our desire that she serve the Lord wholeheartedly. And I know that's your desire for your kids as well. Well, we welcome you to visit our website today. We are at www.dailyencouragement.net. We have several pictures up again on our site. One that I took Saturday in Perry County, Pennsylvania, the beautiful garden that will grow if you click on it or click on the link to become a practically full size and is available for a screensaver. We have some people photos as well, including one of Jason and Becky, who are getting married this Saturday, we referred to. We also have links up to several musical selections that we feel would bless you and relate to the message today as well. And since you're listening to the audio, they should play in your computer by merely clicking on the links. Well, have a blessed day today. Continue to seek the Lord. Stay faithful.